No.
Is that?
Okay.
Yes.
Is there a subsequent referral with this bill, Terry?
Originally, there was not.
Well, this is not the appropriations bill, so I don't know why there would be. I think that the information we have says what it costs to continue it, but there's an appropriations bill somewhere, yeah, that would fund it. And it is included in the budget.
Then, Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2326 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Representative Nato moves House Bill 2326 to the floor with due pass recommendation. Discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Barnes?
Aye.
Nato?
Aye.
Oakley?
Aye.
Stein?
Aye.
Walden? Reichen? Mr. Chair?
Aye. Motion passes. Representative Reichen and Walden are excused. And I will ask Representative Reichen to carry this bill. Okay, we will open a work session on House Bill 2046, which deals with the Board of Radiologic Technology and certain duties they have. Terry, perhaps you could give us a rundown on that. Looks like there are some amendments to it, too.
Yes, Mr. Chair, there are some amendments that I don't recall. They were formally adopted in the subcommittee. Essentially, House Bill 2046 is from the Board of Radiology Technology. And this bill deletes the authority of the Board of Radiology Technology to issue a 3-month temporary permit to practice radiology technology in the state of Oregon. Brief background, presently the Board of Radiologic Technology may issue temporary permit without examination to a person upon application and payment of registration fee of $20 if the person practices diagnostic radiologic technology under the supervision of a licensed practitioner and if the person is enrolled in an approved course of instruction in radiation use and safety. These temporary permits are valid for a period of 3 months.
Okay, there doesn't seem to be any other real significant effects of this bill. Do any of the committee members recall any testimony which would affect the decision on this?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative Stein.
No, I don't remember these amendments. Were they in our...
Yes, these...
Were they... Did we go over these amendments?
Yes, there's no one here today from... We went over these amendments on 2046. I believe there are also three bills from the Board of Radiologic Technology, and not all those amendments were discussed in subcommittee last week.
Oh, well, yes, the amendments. This does continue the board looking at the new Section 3, committee members.
That's what I'm sort of wondering what it means there, because I don't remember talking about this. And if we did and already dealt with this, then don't have to talk about
Representative it. Stein, in response to your question, yes, we did go through it in committee. And my notes have it written on that I engrossed the bill.
Okay.
So we did discuss
that. That's fine with me then. I, at that time, agreed with it.
Okay, Representative Nato, would you care to make a motion on the amendments?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
They're fairly simple amendments. So we'll look at them here.
I move to adopt the amendments 2046-1 to House Bill 2046.
Okay, the motion is to adopt the amendments stated 31591 to House Bill 2046. These are the dash one amendments. Discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Okay, Representative Nato?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2046 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. The motion is to move House Bill 2046 to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended. Discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Barnes?
Aye.
Nato?
Aye.
Oakley?
Aye.
Stein?
Aye.
Walden? Chair.
Aye, motion passes. Representative Riken and Walden are excused. And Representative Stein, would you like to carry this bill?
I'd be happy to.
Moving right along. Okay, we will not open a work session on House Bill 2132, and Terry, would you please reassign that to Subcommittee 3? At the sub-chair's request. And the same for House Bill 2133. Is there any further business to come before the committee by any member? Terry, do you have anything?
No, I don't, Mr. Chair.
Okay, committee members, I would like to just ask one thing, and that's we have just really gotten started with the subcommittee process. I am very well impressed with the way it's going so far, even though I failed to provide adequate instructions, having intelligent people to take over. We seem to be functioning in spite of the lack of instruction. But is there anything that any of you can recommend that we do differently or that we stop doing? Representative Stein?
Yeah, my staff would appreciate it, and I think what I would do is we get as much notice as possible on the bills that are coming up in the committee. Like, even if it's very preliminary, to get an ahead of time notice that this is going to come up so that the chairs can prepare, well, either and just sort of know. Also, since the times keep changing, it makes it hard if we could plan ahead enough so that my staff is busy blocking out times and then it turns out that.
Okay. let me say that yesterday, Terry and I talked about his workload, among other things, and Terry's the one that has to write up summaries for these and do a lot of work. He's the one that's taking the brunt of the work that we're doing right now. It all looks very efficient and effective to us, but Terry's the one that has to sit down and do the work. And it appears that at right now, at least, that it would be better for us to have a week of subcommittee hearings and then a week of full committee hearings.
Okay.
And that week then gives him a chance to catch up and gives the committee then the opportunity, of course, to deal with the subcommittee reports and the few bills that we'll be hearing before the full committee. And so I'd ask your opinion on that and ask whether that sounds like something that would be a routine that would help us in our planning and also whether it would fit your schedules and the work schedule that you see.
So we would have subcommittee next week then?
Yes. Both days, and then the following week we'd have full committee both days.
I think that would be helpful because it's easy to remember and plan for.
Just the bill number.
Yeah, even if we just knew the bill numbers that are coming up, though, you don't have to prepare for them, just to get some planning ahead on what bills are coming up so we can be.
Well, we can find out what intelligent questions to ask, as committee chairs.
Okay, do you have a list of the bills that I've been assigned to the subcommittees at this point?
I requested it. I don't know. I got it. I don't know if other people
have it. Yes, Representative Stein has her list, or at least when it's indicated, and I can get Representative Barnes for his as well. And Representative Riken has a list of the Sunset Review, those that we will have.
Is it appropriate, Mr. Chair? I was looking through that list, and I'm going to request of you certain bills that I would like in the
Subcommittee. That would be just fine.
And then if you can decide if it's appropriate, but at least I get something I'm interested in.
Yes.
I have no preference. Whatever you want to give.
Well, you've gotten, I thought you, when we first started this process, I was afraid that we wouldn't have enough to give to you, and so I went through and we picked out all the miscellaneous stuff that didn't fit very well in either subcommittee, and you ended up with twice as many as anybody else. And so we're actually moving some of those to the back for the other subcommittees. We could also have a meeting, if it doesn't violate the open meetings law, on just scheduling, as long as we're not discussing legislative matters. I think it would be okay if we could meet with the subcommittee chairs. I'll check with Ramona to make sure that we can do this. And if we can't do it, if the four of us can't sit down, then we'll split it somehow and do it.
Or you can have an open scheduling meeting, too, it seems.
Yes.
Call it just the chairs.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, if you're not, you know, discussing heading towards a decision on a particular piece of legislation, I would imagine you probably could.
Except that I think that probably the discussion would be most useful if we could talk about, well, we could move this one together with this one and work on this. I think then we're beginning to go over the line, and it's probably a more productive meeting than sitting and saying what date. That's not going to be so helpful.
Okay, and please bring any suggestions you've got to me or Terry also. Okay, well, thank you very much. We're adjourned.